Hey, Rodney, this is John called Local Slash. How are you doing today?
Great, John. Where are you guys out of? Just curious.
Fountain Valley, California. So we just happen to have area codes in every state because we have a nationwide audience. So we buy phone numbers everywhere throughout the nation.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay.
Okay.
Buy phone numbers?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if you called back this exact phone number I'm calling on, and I don't even know the exact phone number, to be honest. I know it's a 517 area code, but it would go right back to us. It's not a shared number. We just buy phone numbers everywhere in the nation because we know that we're calling, you know, all different parts of the United States. But, again, sorry about that. I know Vic left some really good notes here. One thing that he was indicating is that you like to have a happy wife and happy life. Is that correct?
Is there any other way?
I know, right? I'm on board with that.
Perhaps so you wind up in divorce.
Just so you know, I'm not going to do any arm twisting here. I'm going to walk you through our program, make sure that our pricing fits your budget. He did mention you have a tight budget as well. So, you know, if everything works out, you just let me know how to take it from here as far as when you consult with your wife. And so that way the timeline's fair with you. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. So, again, just to walk you through briefly what we do. We do optimization on Google and on Facebook. So this is a combined package. You already have a website. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. What's the domain that you have right now?
You'd have to ask my wife that question.
No worries. Okay, so in that regard, I mean, if I'm looking for a veteran...
You should be... I'm not on the front page, but you should be able to find me. You're the expert.
Okay. If I look at... So, a veteran home construction in Eaton Rapids, right?
Yep, you got it. Bingo.
Okay. So, you're already on Google. So, you're going to make our life a lot easier because you already exist on Google. And I see the website here. And it already has everything set up properly. Just so you know, if you want us to do any type of revamping of the website, we can include that as well. But if you're completely thrilled with how the website is structured, that's fine as well. I do like the color scheme and, you know, just really emphasizing that you're a veteran-owned organization. So I see here everything that I need to see as far as, you know, what works well for you. Now, in terms of optimization, that's where we come in. Because if someone didn't know your business name, you want to be found mainly for roofing. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. So, and how do you currently market right now? Are you doing, like, door knocking, or what specifically do you do to find your clients?
I think we have Haibu. We do Craigslist. We get a lot of business from Craigslist, honestly. And then okay. I would say 80% of our business is referral business. From previous clients.
Okay, and then you use Haibu for like SEO, is that what you're saying?
I don't know, I just pay the advertising bill for it.
Okay, no worries. So the reason why I ask is, you know, obviously we would help you do a little bit better than what Haibu is doing, because I don't find you, like you said, quite on that first page when I'm looking at roofing contractors. I think you're probably like 15 to 20 listings down. And then, so that's where we would help grow your profile. We would also set your wife's name is Mary, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, so we would set her up so that way, she can start promoting your business with review hunting. And it's a pretty simple process where she could just type in someone's phone number or email address once you're done working with them and then prompt them to leave a review. Because as you know, being in business as long as you've been, you know, it doesn't really make sense to only have one review on Google unless you just haven't prompted for it at this point. Right? Because you've had many more than one customer in the last several years, right?
Yeah, honestly, we don't rely a lot on Google. We don't rely a lot on – I get pitched – listen, you're not the first guy to call me. I'm going to tell you that right now. I get pitched constantly.
Yeah.
Probably at least 25 times a year. Right?
Okay.
My phone constantly rings off with people trying to sell me Google advertising space. It rings off with people trying to loan me money, sell me money, all kinds of stuff. So Yelp's called. That was a disaster. I didn't like them. And then a bunch of others that have also called. But at the end of the day, we rely mainly on our referral business repeat business, and Craigslist would say the majority of where our stuff comes from. Like,
okay.
95%. If I ever did get a call off of Google, I'd be shocked.
And, you know, that's where optimization comes into play, right? Like, obviously, I understand what you're saying. You're not relying on Google. But as long as you are a believer that people search for roofers on Google, then, you know, that's where you want to be. So if you don't believe that people use Google at all, that's a whole nother story. But if you think Google's being used by...
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that I haven't gotten much business from Google.
Right, and it's because, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword, like what you're saying, is that you don't rely on Google, so therefore you don't build out your Google presence, and so Google doesn't necessarily feed you much either, right? Like, it kind of goes both ways, which is why that's where we would come in to show you that path, but we wouldn't let it just rely on Google, to be fair to you, because we know that just like you're using Craigslist as well as Hibu and a couple other sources for revenue, we feel the same way. We're not trying to put you in a position where Google is your only source, right? We also do Facebook ads as part of the package. So I know you have a strong Facebook profile, but one thing that I don't see is very many posts as far as that goes, and you're probably not relying on Facebook either. But as long as, again, same as with Google, as long as you know that some homeowners are using Facebook to check on social media now and again, how Facebook works is that if they're searching on Google or another platform looking for roofers near me, here's how Facebook would work. When they're relaxing on social media later on that evening, that's when your ad for Federan Home Construction would show up on their news feed. So it's a retargeting advertisement. And as you know, most of your clients, they're not necessarily looking for such an emergency fix that they just go straight to the first person. You know, they're going to do a little shopping around to make sure people are a well-to-do organization. So that's another reason why we do Facebook ads as well. So that way you have two different sources to try to find more clients and build out your network. So that's our main focus point is Google and Facebook. We really don't travel into like TikTok or anything like that, Instagram, mainly because that's not where the homeowners usually reside as far as social media. So those are our two avenues of promotion for your business. We can do a brand new website for you as well if that's what you want. It's all included with the same package price. And just to be fair to you, I know what your budget was. Our pricing typically goes about $5.99 a month for this service, but Victor did mention that your budget is at $250 a month. So our month-to-month rate for you, and it would be set at this rate, he made sure that I went for the best possible pricing we can do. This includes $100 going towards Facebook each and every month, and your price would actually be exactly at your budget. It'd be $249 a month on a month-to-month platform.
Out of $600?
No, $249 a month.
You said that you're going to charge me $249 a month?
Yeah, our standard pricing... It's $249 a month is the month-to-month price. As far as startup fees, I don't want to try to attack your budget too much. Typically, we have a $299 startup fee, but we can reduce that to $99 as well. So it would be $348 in month one, and then $249 each month thereafter.
Okay. And so I'm looking at roofing right now for landing, right? How would I line up with these guys? With all the roofers, there's probably, we get back to it, more roofing. So there's CS roofing, Lifetime Roofing, like there's a list probably of like, how do you determine, it's probably like a list of about 15, 20 guys. How do you determine where I would end up on that?
So it's not like it's not a crapshoot or anything like that, just to be fair. It is based on strength of review and then also understanding Google's algorithm as far as making sure that you have the right keyword searches. And then the other third factor also is the fact that we're a channel partner. We invest tens of thousands of dollars a month across the nation on behalf of our clients. So that does help a little bit when we let Google know that we're managing your optimization, because we have to maintain a bare minimum success rate of 3 out of 4 nationwide, or else Google would kick us off their platform as a channel partner. So all these things factor into that. As far as like what we do on the back end of your website, that's why I was even suggesting that maybe you want us to do a revamp of your website. I'm going to send you a link to that because I know you'll want to review that with your wife as well. If you guys put in a lot of effort on your website, maybe you don't want us to touch it at all. But if you wanted a brand new website structure on your same exact domain, so you would still maintain your same domain, we would just do a brand new website on that. I can do that as well. I'm sending you a couple text messages from our 877 number. And just to make sure I have your first name spelled correctly, is it Rodney? Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. So the first one is just going to say, hi, Rodney. This is John Kyle from Local Splash. And then the second one is going to have a link to a preview website for roofers. What were you going to say?
Okay. But what do I get for my money? I don't understand. Like, $249, what does that put me? If someone types in roofing, where do I pop up?
Yeah, so we're going to optimize you to get you as high as possible as we can. Any marketing company that made a guarantee saying you're right under Jimerson Roofing, for example, they'd be lying to you. That's not how optimization works. But do we make sure we put in the effort to get you as high as possible? Absolutely. And do we work with anyone else in your area to where we cannibalize and also work with your competition? Absolutely not. We only work with one client per region. So that way we can make sure that we're doing a genuine job of promoting just your business. That's how we maintain our status with the Google, is that we don't even have two clients in Lansing at a given time in the world of roofing. So the fact of the matter is we have a position available to start promoting your business in this area. And then the other thing that we do is we also run the Facebook ads, as we talked about. Facebook is designed to where you're not just focusing on the Eaton Rapids and maybe South Lansing area with in terms of promoting your business. But let's say you want to promote it all the way in Grand Rapids, or if you're going down to Jackson or east to Ann Arbor, for example, these are all areas where Facebook ads can be run to give you other sources of inbound traffic.
So for $249 a month, I get on Google, I get my ranking in Google up, and then I get ads run on Facebook?
$100 of Facebook ads each and every month as part of that, not to mention the new website if you want us to do the website revamp.
Okay. So is there any guarantee how far up will I be on the first page of Google?
That's the only thing that we push for. So we have generally with Google, it takes a little bit longer. You already have a verified business profile, so that will help. But usually it takes us 30 to 45 days to start moving your listing northward from where it's at to eventually start getting it on the first page. So that's something that we definitely push for. When it comes to Facebook,
how do you go about doing that?
So you're asking the salesperson, how does the analytics team do it and the strategic marketing team? I will let you know, as a salesperson, my best understanding is this, Rodney. We work on the schema markup and knowledge graph on the back end of your website to really make sure that it's promoted. And then we also use our own analytics garnered over the time of having thousands and thousands of customers to really target the right keywords and the right phraseology to make sure that you're not getting so much excess that you can't be promoted for the right keywords. Because, for example, someone like Precision Roofing Services, they've invested a lot of time, but they have so many keywords that they're either spending a lot of money or they're just getting a lot of overflow of not valuable work, because they do things like get free estimate. Like that's one of their keywords. It's not really focusing on anything in the world of roofing. Or is CS Roofing Company, they're ridiculous with about 150 keywords. That doesn't really make sense to really shore up exactly where you want to be found and very specifically what you want to be found for. So some of these guys are already showing cracks in their armor because they don't even understand the way Google works now. Is there's much more to be said with the less is more approach and not so much saying we do 50 different things and then we're a master of none. You know, so we definitely make sure we choose the right keywords for you. We usually limit it to about 15 to 20 as opposed to having a list of like, you know, 100. That just doesn't really make sense for business promotion.
I mean, like, how many keywords do you need other than roofing?
Exactly, right? And so these guys go a little nuts because before, in the past, if they didn't have a team who has Google certified search engine optimization experts like we do on our team, most likely they're following the rules of former versions of Google optimization, where they think by loading up thousands of keywords or having all this clutter on their website, that's what's going to promote them to the top. And that's not necessarily the case. The other thing that we do on the back end for you, as I mentioned for Mary's sake, is we set that up so that way you can start prompting people to leave reviews once you're done with the job. Because as you know, happy customers are much less likely to go find you and put an effort to leave a review as an unhappy customer. Unhappy customers are driven, you know what I mean? Whereas a happy customer, you have to almost serve it up on a silver platter for them to leave you a review, which is what we do. So all she'd have to do is type in a cell phone number or a email address, and that'll send an automated message that has a link, so that way someone can leave a review once you're done with it. Or if you're in the field, Rodney, you can even do that from your cell phone as part of our Splash app as well.
Now, where do you guys see me in 30 to 40 days on Google? Currently, you said I'm on, what, the second page?
Yeah, that's what I saw for around your home base specifically. Not Lansing, but when I look specifically in, let's see, where was your home base here? I just saw it. Eaton Rapids. Yeah. So on your home base, that's going to be a low-hanging fruit to make sure you're promoted there in that greater area. But realistically, Rodney, where a lot of people earn their ROI very quickly, it's on the Facebook side. And I know you haven't done much on Facebook as far as what I can see there, but when it comes to the construction field, Facebook is just where you're going to hit a lot of people, because you can pick and choose which zip codes you want to advertise to, and you can also choose demographics in terms of even like income level, for example. So you can set yourself up to where you're much more picky about who sees your ad and who doesn't.
So that's where Facebook. I understand that. I've already had a guy pitch me on Facebook.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, like
yeah,
I said,
he could target it down to a street. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but with a boost ads, it shouldn't cost that much unless he was trying to like just really tax you for his services. I mean, for us, again, you're investing on the ad spend on Facebook itself, and $100 a month actually goes a lot further than you think. A lot of our clients stay at that level, but don't get me wrong, if you wanted to increase your ad spend, by all means, you can do that. But you know, that's part of that $249 is $100 worth going towards Facebook each every month.
What's the frequency of the ad run on Facebook?
It's based on search queries of your potential clients. So it's basically as frequent as it needs to be. When does your ad stop running is only when you've had enough click-through or response rate to where Facebook has depleted your budget for the month. And we'll let you know when that happens. You'll see that in your analytics. But as far as that goes, you're never going to go over that budget because it's a preset budget that we established with Facebook, as opposed to, you know, other ad spend. If you remember, like Angie's, go ahead.
Is that a pay-per-click budget?
It is a pay-per-click budget, which is why it goes very far, because the cost per click on Facebook is 20 times less expensive than what it is for Google doing the same
thing. What is that at? What's the cost?
It's usually cents per click. Whereas Google is usually dollars per click. I don't know the exact number because it's based on the keyword and how many people are running Facebook ads in your area. But again, just to give you round numbers, we usually see it in the like 20 to 50 cents per click, for example.
Okay. So you're talking about maybe 200 times the ad can be shown? But that's
does it show up
on their stream?
Yeah, it's on their newsfeed, correct. You're absolutely right. So it's shown on their newsfeed when they're scrolling through looking at like friends and family online. It's not in the clutter of like the marketplace or anything like that. It's a singular ad where yours is the only thing they see in that moment when they're scrolling through their newsfeed.
And then once they click it, I get charged the 50 cents for the click?
Yeah, but again, you wouldn't even notice what's happening on that end because it's a preset budget, right? It's not like Facebook is going to randomly charge your card when you go above the budget. It's just a preset number. And you'll see on the analytics side, or Mary will, the click-through rate, the number of impressions, the number of phone calls. We even provide a tracking number as well for you. So that way you can see to justify whether or not using us makes sense. You can see exactly how many phone calls you received from our partnership each and every month, because we want you to hold us accountable each and every month, which is why we only do a month-to-month platform. So that way, even if you need to have some justification to be with us for the second month, for example, you'll have all that data through the dashboard that Mary or yourself will be able to see, whoever's managing the dashboard.
Okay. So I'm open to the idea. I would like my wife to hear what you've been explaining to me.
Yeah, for sure.
She handles a lot of the advertising and a lot of the actual business side, the contract side, and stuff like that. So,
well, if it's just like my wife, she's the brains behind most of the operations.
Yeah,
and I'm the brute, she says.
Yeah, right.
No worries. So, go ahead.
If you guys want to send me that in an email or give me a call back tomorrow, I should be home.
So I'll let you and your wife digest it via email, so that way she can quickly, maybe you want to do some due diligence just to make sure our reviews are strong. I mean, we're very proud of our reviews and everything like that. Just to be fair to you, there are some negative reviews out of the almost 1,000 that we have, but the vast majority is positive, and we'll wear negative ones on our shield as well, because at the end of the day, marketing doesn't work for everyone, because and in most cases, it's because they expected to just pay us the money and have no effort whatsoever, and just the machine works. You know what I mean? So, you know, at the end of the day, we want you to know that we're a real life business, and sometimes people aren't completely happy with what we've done for them. But we're going to do everything we can to make sure you're successful. Otherwise, like I said, Google.
If it generates some leads, it'd be pretty interesting.
Yeah. Especially if you use other resources in the past. I mean, I don't know about you, but I have a lot of friends in the roofing and solar industry in California, and they use door knockers most of the time. So I know how it works in the industry, generally speaking, in that
door knockers are nice because you can pick and choose.
Pick and choose what? The neighborhoods, you mean? Or who you want to work with?
You can drive by and be like, okay, that roof is trash. Let me hang one on this door. You know what I mean? It's not like you're putting one on every good door. You know, you don't want to waste your door knockers.
Right.
I have a genius idea. The Google Maps has satellite view. If a roofing marketing company ever wanted to generate leads, if they could figure out some algorithm that kind of scours certain areas via satellite for bad roofs and then focuses on them, that would be pretty impressive.
You know, that's what we tried in the world of solar. We used to do that as well. We did virtual door knocking is what we called it, but we would look to see if they had panels on the roof. We didn't really look at, I don't know if the satellite view was strong enough to verify the quality of the roof or lack thereof, unfortunately.
You could definitely tell if there's a tarp on a roof.
Oh, that's true, too.
I've looked at a lot of roofs via satellite, and you can tell whether they're good or bad.
Yeah, it depends on the satellite imagery, because, I mean, there are certain satellite programs, like one's called Aurora, that's really high resolution, but not all of them are that strong. But I hear what you're saying. But so here's what I'll do, since I know that you and your wife are going to digest this together. What's the good email address for you? And then I'll get the information out to you.
It's going to be the three letters of my business, VHC.
Uh-huh.
And then my last name, FREY, @gmail.com.
So VHCFrey @gmail.com, right?
Yep.
And what were you going to say, Rodney?
So where in California do they live?
Say that one more time.
Where in California are you from?
Fountain Valley is where the business is located. I grew up in San Diego personally.
Yeah. How you guys live in Newsom?
Well, let me just say this. I've been planning on moving out for quite some time.
Yeah.
It takes a minute.
Yeah. I don't know how you do it.
Get the resources together.
As hell.
That is true. That's why people feel trapped, because as you know, even if you're trying to move out, it does require some investment to do that. So some people definitely feel a little trapped sometimes. So Rodney, I did send you over the information so that way you and your wife can check it out. You did say maybe calling tomorrow to review, and just to let you know, it says local splash follow-up from John Kyle, so you should see that in your inbox shortly, but what time tomorrow would be fair to you? And then that way, if you want me to kind of repeat the sales pitch, so to speak, for your wife's sake, we can do that as well. That's not a problem.
Yeah. You can do that probably, I got your email. You can probably around 11.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and do that. I'll pencil in the call for sure at 11 a.m. Definitely not p.m. And,
that's 7 o'clock for you, right?
8 o'clock. We're in the office. We work East Coast hours. So I'm in the office usually from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time. So that's
we're
10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Yeah, correct. So, yep. I'll definitely be in the office. Right.
Okay.
Cool. All right, Ronnie. Hey, drive safe, and we'll touch base again tomorrow around 11.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.